The Lord, amen.
What's
good in here tonight? I appreciate the Lord already. Appreciate the good testimonies, the good singing. Appreciate the good house of people of God in it. Amen. How about that? Amen. People all over the face of the planet right now, and I mean, really, people's out there somewhere on the outside of here, and they're reeling. They're trying to make sense of even today. Man, they're really thinking, man, how can I calm down? Man, we've been in here rejoicing. Amen. And it's because there's hope in here. It's because there's life in here. Amen. But at any rate, if we can, I'm going to try to jump into this right fast. I want you to take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis, and I want you to look into Matthew chapter 14 also. Genesis and Matthew chapter 14. And we'll try to get... took right off here, Genesis chapter 26. We'll look right there and try to bring you a thought the Lord's really pressed on our heart here. And so let's look at Genesis 26 first. We'll begin in verse number 1, and I'm going to skip around and read a few verses to try to help us here. So in verse number 1, it says, and there was a famine in the land. And I want you to pay close attention to the word besides. Yep. Now, I don't know what you know about besides, but that means there's more than one side.
Oh, yes.
If you just one side, then there'd be one way, it'd make it easy. But if there's a side over here and there's a side over here, it can get confusion. This is what happens with Isaac. Mm-hmm. It says, and it said there was a famine in the land. It says, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. In other words, it's an addition. Besides, that's what it means. You see, there's extra out there. Folks, extra will confuse you if you ain't real careful. And extra will burden your heart if you ain't real careful. So Isaac went unto Abimelech. Now listen, king of the Philistines.
Yes.
Well, that don't sound good, does it? King of the Philistines unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him, thank God for grace, amen, and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Hey, do y'all ever hear from God, or do you really?
Oh, yes.
I mean, the Lord speaks to me, amen.
Yep.
Sojourn in the land, and I will, listen, I will be with thee. I will bless thee. What are you looking for tonight? For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed multiply as the stars of heaven, will bless and give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed.
Yes.
Now verse 5, very important. Because that Abraham, now listen, obeyed my voice and kept my charge and my commandments, my statutes, my laws. That's a lot. Verse 6, and we're going to move, okay? And Isaac dwelt in Gerar.
Yes,
amen. Okay?
Right.
Now turn to, well, depends on where your Bible's at. Anyway, I've got to turn the page. I'm going to look over here very quick in verse 17. I'm going to just grab this up real quick. Let me just grab 16 with it. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Okay, let's go to Matthew chapter 14 right fast. In verse number 22, verse number 22, and straightway Jesus constrained, he's speaking here, he constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him. He wasn't going to go before them and lead them. He said, you get in that ship and you go unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Let's pray right there. Heavenly Father, God, I do humbly, God, beseech thee, O God, help us, God, tonight. God, I pray, God, you'll speak to all of our hearts, God. And I need your hand, God. I need you to lead, guide, and direct everything, God, that's said and done here tonight, Father. God, I pray for lost souls. I pray for little ones, Father. God, I pray for just those that are out here in life. And God, I ask you, God, would you help us, God, for a few moments of time, grab a few nuggets just to understand, God, the bigness of God. Father, would you help us to understand who you are? God, would you help us to rest and just to trust you, Father? And God, we just want to boast in the cross of Jesus tonight. Father, we have nothing to boast of ourselves, but God, we can boast in the cross of Jesus. God, that you came to save us. God, that you died for us. And God, that you rose for our victory, oh God. Father, I pray, God, you'll speak to instill all of our hearts tonight. We love you so tenderly tonight. Thank you, Lord, for helping us. Amen and amen. All right. Well, look with you right here real quick. And man, I've just really been seeking the Lord right here. But if I can, I want to look at Genesis first right here if I can. Now Isaac, man, there's a big story, and this one little chapter is just packed full of Isaac. But we all know Isaac, and we think of him as a little boy. And I see a lot of little kids in here. I've got some fairly young fellows myself. I mean, they're young to my age, amen. They're my boys, amen. But they're grown men.
Right.
And Isaac, we think of Isaac, and you're thinking about Isaac. You say Isaac, you're just thinking about that little boy.
Yeah.
You're thinking about that boy that his father, and man, what a tender sight that was. Abraham taking three days journey, going up on that mountain, and knowing when he left, he got up, left early in the morning.
Yes.
And man, he didn't wait because he heard the voice of God.
Right.
Now folks, listen, I want to encourage you here tonight. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to really listen to the voice of God. And you're going to have to learn that to execute when God speaks.
Right.
I mean, folks, listen, you walk in a Baptist church and walk out all your lifetime. But now somewhere, when the voice of God speaks, you're going to have to move, folks. I mean, God's not dead. And if there's anything that would infuriate my parents, is when they'd speak to me, and Brother Kevin, I wouldn't do nothing.
Right.
Oh man, they would. Hey, bro, they'd be like they'd light. You talking about the lights here a while back? Amen. Amen. They'd light you up. Amen. they'd get your attention.
Yeah.
And folks, the Holy Ghost is the same way. But you know, we got the book of Ephesians over there and tells us to grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Amen.
Yeah.
And then if that ain't enough over there, you get over in Thessalonians, it says, quench not, quench. And folks, listen, if we can just learn to listen to the voice of God, I'm telling you, it could be heaven on earth. Amen. And that's what's been going on in here tonight. Amen. I was thinking about Brother Dustin opening up right there. Did you hear what he said? I mean, I thought, man, brother, you're preaching my message right there. And he said, man, sometimes don't know where I'm going, don't know where to go, and sometimes you just got to go with God.
Right.
Hey, man. Hey, folks, listen. And so that's what this thing becomes. It comes singular dependence on God.
Yeah.
And folks, that's why God says this. And we like to look and see things.
Yeah.
But God says the just, Brother Ty, is going to live by faith. Amen.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do some believing. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, listen. And if you ain't doing believing, you can't do any moving. You can't listen to God. I mean, folks, listen, God, I believe God's speaking. He done been speaking to me tonight. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, Brother Dustin, I mean, he done just spoke to my heart what little bit he said right there. So folks, we got to execute, and that's important.
Yeah.
So that's what Isaac is here, because he's not the young little fella now. Isaac is married. Isaac's got kids of his own.
Oh, yes.
Oh my. And man, Isaac growed up. His dad is no longer around. Hey, folks, listen, I'm here to tell you, life changes.
Right.
And folks, listen, when it does, you just can't freeze like a deer in the headlights. You're going to have to think, man, listen,
yes.
What's going to happen? And if that one thing don't get your attention, did you notice what the Bible says? Here's happening to Isaac. Isaac is here dwelling, man, where he's lived all his life. Now let me get right back to where I'm at about him dealing with what's happening. But Isaac is much like some of y'all. Some of y'all been raised in church and man, you've been around the fire of God all your life. Amen. Isaac is, you'll find him in the promised land always.
That's right.
Now, man, I'm telling you what, we see right here because of this famine, a famine in the land. Yeah. Now, Isaac gets to thinking about some stuff. Now, it don't say Isaac thought about stuff, but the Holy Ghost has been listening. And the Holy Ghost has been watching. And then the Holy Ghost gets to saying right here. And notice what he says right here to Isaac right here. He says, and the Lord appeared unto him. It says, go not down to Egypt. I mean, folks, listen. He just went down to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. But he didn't say nothing about going to Egypt. But all of a sudden, the Lord appears unto him and says, hey, don't go to Egypt.
Right.
Hey, folks, Egypt's type of the world.
Yes, sir.
Folks, you'll run to the world. Any kind of problem you get in your life, if you ain't real careful, you'll seek out things that ain't, folks, it ain't going to be healthy for you. It ain't going to help. Ain't going to help your family.
Yes.
So folks, with that said right there, I want to give you a few thoughts and titles right here. And that the Lord just dealt with my heart right here. And we're going to look in Matthew chapter 14 and tie this up. First title I want to give you this. We're going to go to Matthew 14. I'm going to give you the next one. The thought that goes with 14. But right now, Genesis 26, I want you to think about a bunch in a crunch. Amen. Hey, you ever been there? Now, folks, listen, if you're sitting here tonight, and I remember when I couldn't rub two nickels together, I had to tell my kids about just trying to scrounge around back when I was a teenager. I was telling one of them that one day, and they said, Dad, I can't really believe that just like that. You know, I tell them about trying to find a quarter and a dime to stick in a pop machine, just get a can of pop.
Right.
35 cents. Hey, man. Hey, folks, we had them. But folks, what I'm trying to say in this day and time, and we live in this world system, money's floating everywhere, and I'm not trying to say everybody can manage money right. I'm not saying that, because that'll get you in big trouble. I don't care how much money you got. But folks, I'm telling you what, when I was a younger fella, I remember nobody had nothing, and they wasn't no means to get nothing. It wasn't there. And folks, you study economy, and we're not going to talk about that long, but folks, listen, they've been pumping money into the system forever. Now, folks, if you don't know nothing about that, you're just lost in history. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. Listen, I remember when things were tight, when they're hard. And folks, listen, a lot of times when people get in a crunch, oh, man, you want to quit the church. I mean, you want to quit God. You'll quit Bible studying. You'll think, let me work two jobs, you know, and maybe I just go work at this little store. You know, it's got a bad reputation and selling all kind of stuff. Maybe you shouldn't even be part of selling, folks. What I'm trying to say is, folks, listen, we get to trading out for money, amen, and we start selling out. And God said to Isaac, do not go to Egypt. Don't sell out on me. Amen. Hey, trust me, Isaac. Amen. Now, folks, listen. What I'm trying to say is, folks, listen. See, when you're in a crunch, I mean, if I was asked about eight of you, come get on this pew right here. Don't scoot over now. You're going to mess my illustration up. Watch this. Now, see, I'm crunched up right here. But that's what I'm saying. Folks, nobody likes being in a crunch.
Right.
We don't like it financially. We really don't like it on a church pew. Amen.
Right.
But we should.
Yeah.
We should come in here, and if we have to crunch in, we're going to say, woo! What a great problem to have at Amazing Grace.
Amen.
I mean, folks, thank God the house ain't empty. Amen. Hey, folks, what I'm trying to say is God's worthy of worship tonight. Worthy of worship. There's a bunch and a crunch. So if I can, Matthew 14 right fast. And I'm just going to highlight this, give you just a few things, and I promise I'm going to move right on along. Verse chapter 14, verse 22. Notice this right here. And it says, and straightway Jesus constrained them to get into that boat. It says right here. Into that ship and go before him. Brother Dustin, that's what you said. But you, God said, man, you just go and you're thinking, well, wait a minute, I don't see. And sister, you's talking, she's testifying to that too, brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just don't know. I mean, we want a billboard. You know what I'm saying? We want a green light with an arrow. And God says, go. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he's saying right here. He says, go before him. Amen. Trust me. You've heard my voice. Move. You've got to go. Folks, that's the hardest thing in the world. Because Abraham faced that thing too. He was at his home. He was in the Ur of Chaldeans. He lived there all of his whole life. He had his daddy's inheritance. He had there was no reason for him to leave the Ur of the Chaldeans until the voice of God came. And God called unto Abraham and said, Abraham, I want you to come looking for a city. Abraham said, where's that city? God didn't give him a GPS point. God said, just go. Amen. And so, folks, listen, I'm gonna tell you what boils down to is this, folks. It boils down to, do you want to be with God or do you want to be with whatever you can get in the world? Now, folks, listen, I don't know about you. I've had trinkets of the world of every degree, and they just don't satisfy. You know, maybe for 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying? But they don't last long, preacher. Right. You know what I'm saying? They just don't last long. And you get over them. But it's a trick. I'm telling you, it's a trick. And the devil takes us to want to look at the world. So, folks, these Philistines tie into Isaac's life this way. But right now, Jesus has come some 4,000 years since Genesis anyway, you know what I'm saying? And he's dealing with some people right here. He's got to learn to walk. Folks, you got to learn to walk by faith. You got to learn what the Bible says. And like Brother Dustin
That's
said,
right, brother.
You ain't going to be able to calculate your checkbook and this ain't going to add up, but you're going to know God's saying that. Now I'm telling you to move. I'm telling you definitely don't go that way.
Right.
And so, see, folks, listen, that's like a GPS point when God gives you direction. See, it's a point. And that's the thing about Isaac, and I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit. See, he was down at a place where this well was in Beer Lahaya Roy. Amen. And so, folks, listen to this. He winds up, this is, you figure, go back and read this, study this out. But listen, he winds up in Gerar.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, listen, 34 miles. 34 miles, amen. Ding, amen for some of us in here, amen.
Yep.
Amen. But anyway,
yeah.
Hey, folks, listen. You ever think about what would have happened if Isaac hadn't went to Gerar and got where God was trying to tell him to go?
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you what would happen. So same thing right here with Jesus. He constrained them to get in that boat to go before him unto the other side while he sent the other away. So let me get down here and just read you this thought right here. You know, this here, in the fourth watch of the night, it says, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered unto him, if it be thou, bid. There's the bidding voice of God spoken of. And Peter's saying, if you'll just bid me, if you'll speak to me. And he says, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. There's the bidding, folks. Hey, listen, you're sitting here tonight. Hey, listen, I don't know what your wind is, but I'm telling you what, wind and fire don't go good together. And if your storm is hell you're facing, and you've got Jesus saying, come to me, amen. He can save you from the fires of hell tonight if you're lost, okay? And folks, listen, if you're like Peter right here, he's facing the storms of life. And when Peter's come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now watch real close. And when he saw the wind boisterous. And so, folks, listen. There's boisterous stages on life pages. Hey, folks, listen. Peter's not I mean, folks, he ain't wondering who the Lord is.
Right.
He ain't wondering what he's doing in the ship. He just knows he's in a storm. Yeah. Folks, listen. I don't know. I don't hardly know very few people in this house. But I know this. We're all humans. We're subject to this world.
Yeah.
And man, I don't know what your storm looks like. But I'm 56 years old, and I can look back, and man, I just growed up through a lot of stuff. I growed up through some storms of life there. Got married and then had three kids of my own. I didn't know how I was going to feed them. Amen. Maybe your storm's out tonight. Maybe you're here looking at your checking account. You're thinking, Lord, there ain't no way this is going to work out. Don't go to Egypt, folks. Don't sell your kids out, folks. Amen. God will make a way. And folks, listen, Peter was the only one, bless his heart. He says, Lord, bid me. Folks, he wanted to hear from God. He's saying, God, talk to me is what he was saying. You ever been in the dark? Hey, folks, listen, he was in the dark. He didn't know where he was at. He couldn't see nothing, but he said, Lord, bid me. He wanted to hear from God. Hey, folks, you might be here tonight and you may be lost. And because, folks, listen, you're lost because you are a sinner. You understand that? You're a sinner. We all sin. There's no one that bats a thousand. I don't. You don't. No one else does. And God spoke to my heart, and I executed in motion to the altar of running and declaring to the Lord, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want you. Lord, save me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And folks, listen, that's the stormiest night of my life. And folks, but folks, listen, I'm talking to church people here. There's church people, and you're in life storm, and folks, listen, you're troubled. There's people in your family. Maybe some of them's lost. I don't know what, folks, what I'm trying to say is boisterous stages.
Yeah.
I've not got time to go through all the stages.
Right.
Man, maybe you're here tonight, and man, I see married couples in here. Listen, my wife's sitting right there. She can tell you we've been in boisterous stages in our own marriage.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about just darkness, attack from the enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, don't sell out. Don't go to Egypt. Hey, man. Hey, folks, don't veer away from God. Hey, man. And so if I can, the reason that we don't want to do that is because the Lord told them right here, right in the middle of this storm. Folks, listen close now, listen. He constrained him to get in this boat in Matthew 14. Now, he told him to. He went on up to the mountain to pray. He knew what was going to happen.
Right.
Folks, listen, God's not in shock of where you're standing at.
Right.
Neither the rest of us. It's done life.
I mean,
folks, listen. I've been married about 33 years, you know what I'm saying? But I remember when I was married 7, I didn't know what was going on. I'm just telling you, folks. You don't have answers, but you can have Jesus, okay? You can boast in the cross of Calvary, amen, because he gives power over all the enemy. Folks, now listen to me. There's boisterous stages on life pages, but I'm telling you what, it don't have to just be boisterous. It don't have to be. I didn't say it's boisterous lifestyles. I mean, some people do. Not usually people in church don't live a boisterous lifestyle. No, they're seeking hope and counsel from the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah.
They're making adjustments, and man, God's moving them to the promised land. So if we can, I want us to flip back to Genesis 26, right fast. And let me just see if I can give you just a few things, okay? First of all, I want you to notice that, folks, Isaac right here is in a place. He's in a crunch. And folks, listen, you ain't done nothing. You ain't looked up in the yellow pages, or some of you don't know what yellow pages are, but anyway, folks, you know what I'm saying? You ain't went to Google. How about that? You really ain't tried to figure a way out, but you know your heart is saying, because the enemy does this. Hey, man, that's Abimelech. Man, he's of the world.
Yes.
There's this way, and there's this way, and there's this way. See, that's the besides. That's those additions.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, folks, when God tells you there's a point, they ain't
They ain't no besides.
That's right.
There's only one way. Because if you say this, there's a left side and there's a right, well, God remedies that. Can we look at those right here in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 25? God remedies those B-sides, amen, and he puts them in their place. But Proverbs 4, verse 25, let thine eyes look right on, amen. Hey, folks, listen. You ever heard that old song? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen? Yeah. I mean, folks, listen. When the troubled winds of this world, they're going to blow, folks. But you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. So he says, look, let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. In verse 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
Right.
Hey, folks, listen, he deals with that. There's another place you can go look at it in Deuteronomy 5:32, basically the same thought process in Deuteronomy 5:32. And I'm not going to turn there every time tonight. But folks, I want you to understand, I want you to hear me right here. It's just a 34-mile journey to where God was trying to get Isaac. That's why God, now see, listen, you got to understand, down here in Beer Lahaie Roy, that is south of Gerar. Gerar's 34 miles. It's forward. It's forward march. It ain't never backwards. It ain't going down. Hey, man, it's going up and it's moving. But it's like Brother Dustin said, sometimes you're looking, you're thinking, man, I ain't never been there before. And I don't, you know, and you just don't know. So the thing about it is, we've got to move by faith. And folks, listen, that's why faith in the book of Hebrews chapter number 11, without faith, folks, it's impossible to please Him. Hey, folks, listen, when God speaks to you and you say, you act like, man, He ain't speaking to me. And God says, no, I know I've called your name. Folks, listen, that hurts God's heart.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I live on an altar of repentance, if that'll help any of you, daily. I mean, I just catch my thought processes not lining up with being pleasing unto God, and I'm thinking, God, forgive me of that.
Right.
I mean, folks, if you'll just maybe for the first time, maybe tonight you're gonna say, Holy Ghost, I'm just gonna make sure I don't cross you. I don't want to hurt you. Have you ever went and told God, say, God, listen, I'm sick and tired of hurting you. By my actions, by my thoughts, by the things that I do. And I don't want to do them, God. And I want you to know I'm tired of it. And I'm going to start taking good care of you. Folks, you start taking good care of God and God do big things in your life. Because notice what He says. Don't go to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee. Sojourn in the land. Now, folks, listen. This is where He comes. He says, I will be with thee. Now, folks, that's number one. I just got to have God.
Hey.
Now, listen, my wife can tell you this. I stick earbuds in my ear. I'll listen to music or preaching all night long. Don't matter if I'm asleep or not. I just like waking up to it. Amen. Hey, folks, listen. I'm telling you, I got to have God. I want Him to know I want Him around me all the time. Amen. I just love Him. Amen. And I love preaching and I love doggone good singing. Amen. And as long as I've got that around me and I just live in the Spirit and the presence and the power of God, man, sometimes I just wake up and I feel like I'm levitating, you know what I'm saying? It's like I ain't even touching the bed, you know? It's just that good, folks. God's that good. And that's what God said. He said, I will be with thee. Hey, folks, listen. God said, I'd never forsake you. So I mean, you just need to stop right there and maybe you need to make your list. Come up here and say, Holy Ghost, I'm apologizing because I've accused you of leaving me. God said, I'll never, never. You say, but preacher, you don't know what I've done. God said, I'll never. You say, but preacher, if you only. No, God said, never, ever, never, never will I leave you. I will not leave you. Hey, folks, listen. I'm telling you what. Peter thought the same thing. That's why you'll find in the last book there of Mark, when Jesus resurrects and he comes before his disciples, he says, you go tell my disciples. And then he says, and Peter. You know why he looked at them ladies? He said, you go tell my disciples. And Peter. I believe that got real serious right there. He thought that guy right there, untelling what he's thinking. He's probably thinking I'm done with him. But you go tell him I called his name. You go tell him I love him. He had denied him three times, and God says, hey, he's mine. Amen. Hey, folks, if you've been born again, you've got the greatest promise in the world. So folks, let me just close with this right here. I feel like the Lord just trying to slow us down right here just a little bit. But folks, listen, real quick, let me just give you this. Folks, don't pay attention to the besides. You see the sides, the left and the right. No, there's no additions. There's a place God wants you, and you've got to get there. Now, folks, listen. Isaac, his face, he's a well digger, amen. Man, no matter where he's at, do you know how you dig wells? Watch this right here. Heavenly Father, God, I need you tonight, Father. I want you to help me right here. Hey, man, didn't matter where Isaac was. He just kept getting blessed. Well, the Philistines got jealous of him because he just kept walking with God. He kept drinking from the Big Dipper, amen. God just kept filling that thing up. And then, folks, he just kept drinking what God would give him. And so the Bible even tells us that he dwells in Gerar, and because it says, he said, I'll multiply thy stars and I'll give you all this. He says, you just dwell in the land that I give you. So in verse number 17, Isaac departed thence. Amen. And notice, he said, pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and he dwelt there. And Isaac digged again wells. And let me give you this, and let me just close this up tonight, okay? He said this. He went on and he dwelt there in the valley of Gerar now, and he started digging these wells. Well, he digs one and he calls it Essek. It says because they strove with him. In other words, the Philistines said, no, I mean, he found water. It was springing up water. It was living water. Hey, folks, listen, you're going to have a well.
Right.
Hey, you're going to have some life in your family. I mean, you need to have a well in your household.
Yeah.
I mean, prayer ought to be just exciting in your household. I mean, your little bitty ones need to see you digging and going after God.
Right.
Hey, folks, listen, there's that's great good. Blessings if you'll do some beseeching. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, that's why the psalmist said, oh, Lord, I beseech thee. I beseech thee. He said, oh, Lord, I beseech thee. Man, he was seeking after God. He was proclaiming, God, I got to have you. And folks, God wants us to be on that page. So if I can say this, he goes on and digs that well. He calls it Essek because they strove with him. He digged another well. They strove that and they said, hey, that's our water also. And he called that one Sitna. And now watch this. He removed from thence and just digged another well.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, listen. You know what Isaac was saying? Hey, God, listen, I'm just trusting you. Listen, you're so big, you can do anything, anywhere, anytime. I just got to have you, Lord. I just got to have you. Amen. Hey, folks, listen, he dig and put all the work in the well. Philistines come say it's mine. He just move over here and say, well, listen, it ain't about the water in the ground. It was about being obedient and saying, God, I got to have you, and letting God know, hey, God, I'm trusting you. I believe you. Hey, folks, believing does some big stuff. By the way, believing's what saved you in the first place. Amen. And so at any rate, he goes on right here, and he removed from thence and digged another well, and for they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth, and he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. So if I can, in verse 25, sum this up. It says he builded an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. Builded an altar. Folks, listen, altars are, folks, listen, worship and a burning heart of just, God, I got to have you, Lord. I have to have you. That's why do you think Peter got out of that boat? Man, he wanted Jesus more. He didn't care about the storm. But you know what happened? He looked at like me and you do, and he starts sinking. Maybe you're sinking right now. Man, you ever run back to Jesus? Folks, you'll just run back to Jesus tonight. If you'll just beseech him, he'll catch you faster than blaze lightning. Amen. I mean, folks, listen, you ever read over there? He said, I'll bear thee up, amen.
Right.
I mean, Brother Kevin knows all about that. Talk to him about falling 30 feet off a ladder, amen. Faster than blaze lightning, God bear you up, catch you, amen. Amen, save your life, sister, amen. Hey, it's good to be a praying mama, ain't it, amen. Amen, folks, God honors people that just say, God, we got to have you. Because some people's got him. It shows up on them, amen. So folks, listen, you can have him tonight. And folks, listen, I just want you to know it's called grace. It's called bonus.
Yeah.
And you know how, you know what we do about it? We boast in the cross of Jesus.
Right.
There ain't nothing about Creston Burke or Dustin up here. I mean, that's what he was saying. We don't even know. But we just know to follow God. Hey, folks, listen. Listen, that's what's so special about brotherly love. Man, we just come loving each other because God said so. Love one another as I have loved you. 14 times, I mean, he said love one another. Hey, folks, that's a lot of repetition. I believe we ought to pay attention there. But folks, listen, if I can, I just want to say this. And so, Isaac, you'll find right here that Isaac moved. Isaac moves forward. Isaac departs. Folks, that's how he got from where he was at. He had to go before, as Jesus constrained them to go before him. Oh, it's getting quiet, ain't it? The Holy Ghost speaking to you. Amen. Somebody will come get on the piano right there. Maybe the Lord is saying, hey, are you going to beseech me? Are you? Are you going to beseech me tonight? Amen. Mate, You know the storms. You know it's a boisterous stage on the page of your life tonight. Wouldn't it be pitiful, the Holy Ghost saying, hey, I can bless you, I can help you, I can give you peace.
Yes, brother.
Isaiah 26, verse number 3, I keep him in perfect peace. You know what perfect peace is? You ever felt that? You ever been in the middle of the most craziest storm of your life and thought, whew, doggone, it feels good. What is that? I'm going to tell you what that is. That's you just running to God and saying, Lord, I beseech thee, O Lord. Lord, I need you. Amen. Let's all stand to our feet. I don't know how God dealt with your heart tonight.